I love making bread. My mom taught me at a young age how to make a sponge out of warm water and mix it with the yeast, to let it rise and bubble and then add the flour. Mom showed me the techniques of kneading the dough, of punching it down, and then shaping it into loaves. I worked first with bread doughs and pizza dough, and then I moved on to donuts and bagels. And then I reached out into trickier doughs like brioche. I really like bread. The process of making it, the smell of it, the taste, and I love eating bread. This is all made more difficult because I'm allergic to wheat. Part of why we switched to having gluten-free communion bread is that unless the bread is gluten-free, there are some of us that cannot take part in communion. We want to include all in the body of Christ. What memories do you have of bread? Was bread made in your household? Is it today? Did you take sandwiches to school every day? Was it white bread or whole wheat? Have you ever felt the hunger of sitting in a room and smelling bread baking and then having to wait until it's cool enough so you can slice it and smother it in butter and eat it? Oh, so good. Most of us eat bread, even those of us who are gluten-free. Lots of cultures have bread, their own kinds of bread, even if it doesn't look like the fluffy stuff that we eat. I know that in some cultures, they don't think that it's a real meal unless there is bread. So I'm hoping that I've made you sufficiently hungry. So it's no wonder that Jesus uses the image of bread for his first I am statement in John. I am the bread of life. I worked for 5 summers at camps in Pennsylvania, Vermont, and then Indiana. At these camps, we needed ways of getting to know each other better so that we could support one another and jump into the intense community which camp asks of us. One way that we could jumpstart getting to know each other and growing some of this community is that we would get staff to do I am sheets. You would write down I am statements about yourself. I am a daughter, a sister, a very loyal friend. I am a dancer, swimmer, reader of fantasy junior fiction. You get the picture of what my I am sheet might look like. But these sheets also gave us a space for vulnerability. I am a missionary kid who sometimes feels homeless. I'm hardly ever on the same continent with all of my family. I am racist, and I'm trying to become more culturally aware. They open up windows into our lives. What would you put on your I am sheet? Jesus gives us windows and invitations into understanding more of who he is through these I am statements. The Gospel of John writes with layers of meaning, and this particular text is no exception. Jesus is not only the giver of the bread, Jesus is the very bread itself. God gives, and Jesus is the bread. There are multiple things in this text that invite us to remember other stories from the Bible. The Jews murmur or grumble and are skeptical and critical of Jesus and his words. This is one of the few places that the word murmur is used in the New Testament. And it harkens back to the Exodus, when the people murmured with discontent because they had no food in the desert. And God gave them bread. God provided bread that would sustain them for the journey. Not too much, but enough bread for that day. I want to jump to the Old Testament text that we heard read this morning. In this text, we find our friend, the prophet Elijah, and he's in between two stories that we know really well. Elijah has just come off the mountain where he challenged the prophets of Baal to a standoff. My God against yours. Elijah lets the prophets of Baal go first, begging their God to send down fire and consume their offering. Elijah stands by and mocks them. And no fire comes. And then Elijah asks them to soak his offering in buckets and buckets of water. He prays to God, and the offering and all the water is consumed by fire. The text after our story is where God is not in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire, but in the still, small voice. But in today's text, we find Elijah in between. He comes down from the mountain where he has proved that God is a God over a Baal, that God is the Lord of hosts, and that God is alive. And he goes fleeing off into the wilderness. We find an Elijah who is depressed. He sits down under a solitary broom tree and asks to die. And then he goes to sleep. Elijah has literally just come down off this mountaintop high, and he goes so low that he wants it all to end. The next part of the story is so gentle. An angel touches him. We don't hear any trumpets or see bright lights. Just a touch and the words, "Get up and eat." This is not your mother yelling up the stairs that breakfast is ready and you better get down here or you're gonna be late. This is bread and water brought to Elijah laying there and the angel saying, "Eat." There was a cake of bread and a jar of water, and Elijah ate and then laid down and went back to sleep. The angel came back and once again touches him, doesn't shake him or scold him for where he is at, just touches and says the words, "Get up and eat. Otherwise, the journey will be too much for you. Elijah eats the food, and this keeps him going for 40 days and 40 nights. That must have been some bread. At Kids Club this summer, we have been learning the Lord's Prayer with the kids, learning it together. We told the story of the great banquet, and then we learned the part of the Lord's Prayer that says, "Give us today our daily bread." As we sat and ate snack with the kids, children from our neighborhood, many of whom are food insecure, we talked about having enough bread for today. The Lord's Prayer teaches us to pray that we have enough bread for today. And I am reminded of the words of another prayer. "Thank you, O God, for our bread, and give bread to all those who are hungry, and a hunger for justice to those who have bread." Jesus is this bread of life that is offered to us, not forced into our hands, but given. Jesus talks about us being drawn to God, maybe like a mother draws a child to her chest. I invite you to think with me today, what is this bread that is offered? What do we need to sustain us as a community and as individuals? There are many needs around us. This weekend, we think particularly of the need for healing and radical change in the way our society approaches race. As we come to this one-year anniversary of the violent clashes in Charlottesville, I wonder what the bread that my African-American brothers and sisters need to sustain them for their journey, what it might look like. Maybe Jesus, the bread of life, needs to make us feel uncomfortable in the life the way it is, so that we can see beyond our comfort which comes at a cost for others. Do we ever let ourselves get hungry? We spend a lot of our lives working so that we don't need. Do we allow ourselves to really long for things and to hang out in that hungry, unsatisfied space? Because we rush around meeting so many of our needs, I wonder if we miss the needs of others, and if in removing our need to long for things, if we are removing our longing for God. What is our need, and what is being offered through Jesus as the bread of life? Can we remove our blinders and get beyond our murmuring and our complaints and see where God is offering to feed us? Sometimes I find it hard to be honest with God. It is a challenge to be vulnerable and to name my needs and to actually trust that God will fulfill that need. A few weeks ago, we had a singing Sunday where we focused on God as the Good Shepherd. It was the Sunday right after Virginia Mennonite Conference delegate sessions, and the Sunday right before I left with the youth on our service trip. I was tired and I was teary. I thought that maybe God had put me in the wrong place at the wrong time that Sunday. And I was pretty frank telling God that. I was weary and I was not ready for the journey ahead. But as we sang that Sunday, I felt the breath of an invitation to trust God and trust this God that I already claim to follow, to be open and to receive what I needed. Over the week with the youth, through laughter with the young people, conversations with our cooks, the care from others when I was hurt, and through quiet moments in prayer, I felt God gently giving me the bread that I needed for the journey. Jesus is the bread of life that sustains, and that bread made space for me to be open to others and serve that week. This bread of life comes in surprising and gentle ways with a very tender invitation. It comes to the very spot of our need. Can we have the trust to name our own needs and to receive the bread that God offers? I told some of the kids I was going to invite you to come and help me. If a few of you can come up here, and I'll tell you what you're going to do, but I'm going to tell the adults what we're going to do while you're coming. So you guys come up the front. Some of the children are going to help me hand out bread. I'm going to say this to all the adults. We are practicing waiting, feeling our hunger and our need. We can sit in that and we don't need to fix it. I invite you to take some bread as it is passed to you. Hold it, feel it, smell it, and eat it slowly. What is its texture? Its flavor, its feeling in your mouth. As you take this bread, think about your own life. What is your need? What do you need from Jesus, the bread of life, to sustain you for your journey? Are you placing your belief and trust in God? I'll invite you to take a few moments to reflect with your bread.